to an unlabeled bottle of Viognier. You boast an American vintage of 2001, rife with Colorado minerals and busting with Rocky Mountain sunshine. Young and bold in your assertions of florals and flints, you remind me of a duded-up cowboy, high on horse sweat and liquor and the perfume of globe-breasted Gunnison gals with bright blonde hair and come-hither hips poured into denim. Oh, I taste your wry masculinity, reminiscent of whiskers that scratched my young neck under a full-to-bursting moon. Your boisterous fruit fills my nose, your body bulging grapiness so up in my face you cry out for grilled mahi-mahi slathered in dill mayonnaise, crowned with rings of red onion on a crusty Kaiser roll. You see, you want to boast your Americanness, but you court cultures of Polynesia and the very Teutons who overlorded your ancestors, and you forget who I am. I knew your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, made love to him on the banks of the Rhone, fed him only brie and baguette, the occasional pear and blackberries picked by the side of that dusty road outside Condrieux. And I wonder what he would think of you today, so yippee-yay in your glass saddle. To test you, I eat one fat, twisted lariat of a Cheeto, the biggest hammer I can find in my pantry today. And you, you insolent brat, you slug me back. Well done, my friend. Well done. Your forebears would be proud.